Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to understand, in Genesis 2, chapter 2, let's see, verses 7 and 8, God made Adam and placed him in the Garden of Eden. And, well, before that, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, he made man and woman, male and female. But the difference here is that we are the children of Adam, because as I said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 8, God made Adam to take care of the Garden of Eden, and all those other children that he created before, they are not of us. And that's why God loves that he's mindful of man. He's mindful of who he formed in the dust of the ground. But those other people he created, he does not, in my mind, does not care for them as he cared for Adam, because he actually formed Adam. He formed us. And we, black folk in America, are the children of Adam. Just as the Adumian race or the Edomite, the white man race, there are different types of darks, of different colors, or types of people. For instance, you have the Russians, the Germans, the Polish, as well. You have dark-skinned people. We are the children of Jacob, and they brought us to the United States and settled us in the southern part of the United States. Now, let me pick up. I hope I've explained why he cares for us, and that is he actually made Adam, but those other people, he created them and told them to go and multiply. But us, he has a vested interest in us. We are actually his children. Let me pick up at verse 5. We're reading from the book of Luke, chapter 8, and we are at verse 5 now. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion, and dominion is to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, well, the word here is yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whosoever passes through the seas. He says, whatsoever passes through the seas, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. I have finished reading to you Psalms 8 in its entirety, and I pray that our Heavenly Father gives you understanding at your leisure. Go back and read Psalms 8. Now, we're going to go to our today's reading is in the book of Luke, and it's actually chapter 9, sending out the 12, but I did not finish reading all of chapter 8, so I will pick up reading there after I have said our morning prayer. Sheep, did you think to pray this morning as you got started on your way? Well, if not, I have your back. I'm going to say a prayer. to include all of us. Our Father in heaven, we your sheep, and those who are not, we thank you for life on this earth. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father, for restoring us, our mind, and our memory. Father, please remove the reprobate mind among our children and allow them to do your will. Father, let our flight, when it comes, not be in winter or on the Sabbath day. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city where I am. And I ask that you run the Edomites, the Adumian, or the white men out of Detroit, Michigan, who has taken over the Board of Water that my tax dollar helped build. And you gave me that tax dollar. And they have now taken not only the Detroit Board of Water away from us Detroiters, but an emergency manager was illegally sent here to Detroit by the governor, who has taken away all of Detroit's important assets. Make them give them back this day, I pray, in your name. I also thank you, Father, for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind, excellent health, love, family, peace, courage, boldness, prosperity in all things, most of all for your restoration of us lost sheep in our minds and waking us up, as the lady by the name, I call her Miss Watson, says, wake up. For waking our minds up and giving us unity, restoring us from this deep sleep. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. Now, sheep, I know that many of you listen to the man or follow man-made rules. But let me announce myself before I forget while it's on my mind. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This day, Sabbath day, the Saturday day, is the only day in the Bible that tells you, yeah, you, to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. You'll also find it in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep always have your pen, paper, and pencil. Those are the three P's, just in case you want to write something down that I have said. And you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to my program. Just when you open up your computers, go in Google Blog Talk Radio, and then next to it put the / Blog Talk Feed My Sheep Show, and you'll find that. If there are different Feed My Sheeps, but you want my show. You want Sandra Harris' show. And it's called Feed My Sheep Show. Again, there are many different Feed My Sheeps, but I am under Feed My Sheep Show. Now, I was about to tell you that many of you are going to celebrate man-made holidays. And for us, I do not advocate for any of my listeners to follow man-made holidays. We follow, or I follow, the feasts of our Heavenly Father. And you'll find those written in the Bible in Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus is spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S, chapter 23, and you'll find at verse 5. Well, I'll read all of chapter 23 because we're to celebrate every one of those holidays. Now, I tell you this. Our holiday that's coming up is the Passover. And you Christians, many of you, I did go to a university and I did not finish. But many of you who took classes with me, you know this. You know that these are man-made holidays that you are following. If your pastor doesn't know, tell him. Tell him to go to Leviticus chapter 23, and that perhaps maybe you will even teach a class, because many of you were much more intelligent than I. You received better grades than I. So stop this wrongful teaching that your pastors are doing, and try to explain to them the training that you received while you were there. And I know many of you finished, whereas I did not. Now, the Passover that is coming over up is where a lamb was sacrificed and its blood was posted around the Israelite houses and when they were in Egypt. And that is us. Perhaps God will have to come back and do what he did to Egypt, to the rest of the countries where we were sent, and give them 10 plagues so that we can be set free. We are still in bondage. It's not as hard as it once was, but we are still in bondage. So we are to celebrate Passover, and that's coming up in April. The book that I have here says it starts April 22nd, and it ends in like on April the 23rd, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's bread that's not cooked with yeast or soda, any kind of rising material. You do not put it in that bread that you will eat for the until the end of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that will be from April the 29th. So our feast days are coming up on April the 20th, some people say, at least I was told. But do not, celebrate our holy days. If you're celebrating Easter holidays, those are man-made, and you do not celebrate those. Now, I want to tell you sheep who perhaps have the internet where you can listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, I want you to go to the House of Jacob that's located in Highland Park, 16145 Hamilton Avenue, Highland Park, Michigan. And when you go into the feast days, they start their service on Saturdays at 12:30. Women, be sure to wear your head covering, wear a scarf, and do not wear pants. Respect their house of worship. In Deuteronomy is spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 5, where it tells us women that we are not to wear that which pertaineth to a man. Although when I'm working in my garden or doing yard work, I do put pants on for that. But other than that, I try to be obedient to the word of God. Now, sheep, let's start reading from Luke chapter 8, verse 47 is where I left off, but I'm going to pick up reading at verse 43 just to go over points for you to remember from reading Luke chapter 8. There was a farmer sowing seeds, and that the seeds, those, that was a parable given by Jesus. A farmer sowing seeds, and the seeds are the word of God. You'll find that in Luke chapter 8, verse 11. He also says that his mother and his brother are those who hear the word of God and do them or do it. He also healed a man with 3,000 to 6,000 devils, and his name was Legion. And we stopped off reading about a woman with the issue of blood, but we did not finish. I'm going to try to finish this today and then get into our lesson, sending out the 12. Let's pick up, turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 8, verse 43, and let's read. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched, that means stopped, S-T-A-N-C-H-E-D, means stopped. Verse 45, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee. Throne means crowded you and pressed you. And says, you who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive. Perceive means become aware of virtue. Perceive that virtue, and virtue means goodness, purity, integrity, and honor, is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him and declaring, saying unto him before all the people, for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, your daughter is dead. trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, she shall be made whole. And when he came to the house, he suffered no man to go in save except Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. Bewailed means cried over her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but asleep. And they laughed him to scorn. They scorn means to criticize harshly. It was a laugh that he knew that was being critical of him, knowing that she, the little girl, was dead. And he put them all out and took her, to her is the maiden of the 12-year-old girl, by the hand and called her, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. Her straightway means immediately. And he commanded to give her meat, that's food, and perhaps meat. Verse 56, and her parents were astonished. Astonished means impressed or amazed. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. See, we have now finished reading Luke chapter 8 in its entirety, although it took me 2 sessions to do it. I pray that you sheep and those who are not sheep get an understanding of the reading of his word. Now, let's go into today's lesson, sending out the 12. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Let's read. Then he is Jesus, called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So he gave them 2 assignments. Go, preach the kingdom of God. That's 1. And 2, heal the sick. Let's read verse 3. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither stave. Stave is a wooden post, perhaps a walking cane, nor script. Script is a bag, maybe a bag with food. Neither bread, neither money, neither have 2 coats apiece, because it might get cold as they are walking through those different villages, I'm thinking. Verse 4, and whatsoever house you enter into, there abide. Abide means to stay there. And henceforth depart. Well, it says, then hence depart. You stay at that home, and after you finish preaching the kingdom of God and healing the sick, you leave, depart. Verse 5, and whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. Verse 6, and they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch, the Tetrarch means a ruler of all things, heard of all that was done by him. The him is Jesus. And he was perplexed. Perplexed means he was confused or puzzled because that it was said some by some or of some that John, they're referring to John the Baptist, was risen from the dead, and of some that Elijah had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John, well, referring to John the Baptist, I have beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he said, and he desired to see him. The him that he's desiring to see is Jesus. And all the prophets, and all the apostles went, when they were returned, told him, to him is Jesus, all that they had done, and he took them and went and let's start at verse 10 again. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him, to him is Jesus, all that they had done, and he, Jesus, took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12, those are his apostles, and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country around about, and lodge. Lodge means to sleep or stay there, and get victuals. Victuals means food. But we are here in a desert place or deserted place. Verse 13, but he, Jesus, said unto them, give you them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. And they were about 5,000 men. And he said to the disciples, note that, and let's start reading verse 14 again. And he said, and they were about 5,000 men. And he, Jesus, said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. Now, I've read this Bible twice, and I didn't pick up on that. I thank you for making me focus, Heavenly Father. Now, let me finish reading and hopefully read all of Luke chapter 9, verse 15. And they did so, and made them all sit down. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them. He blessed the fish and the bread, and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments. Fragments mean pieces of remained, that remained to them, 12 baskets. Now I'm wondering where did they get the baskets from. Verse 18, and it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen. He, Jesus, said unto them, but whom say you that I am? And Peter answering said, the Christ of God. Christ means the anointed one of God. Verse 21, and he straightly charged them. Straightly means warned them and commanded them to tell no man that thing. That thing is that he is the Christ of God. Verse 22, saying, the Son of Man. Now Jesus is calling himself the Son of Man, must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain. Slain means killed or murdered, and be raised the third day. Let me stop here at verse 23 and talk about the man-made holiday that is tomorrow. That's Easter, that many of you sheep will be celebrating out of ignorance, or you just don't know. But it says the third day. Now, if Jesus was killed on a Friday, the third day cannot be a Sunday. So you are celebrating a lie, in my view. The third day, if Jesus was killed on Friday, that would be Saturday is one, Sunday is two, Monday would be the third day. So you would not be celebrating his resurrection on the third day. You would be celebrating it on the second day. Let's pick up reading at verse 23. And he said to them all, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Well, taking up his cross, you're denying yourself daily. You might want to not do what Jesus had said to do, preach the gospel and heal the sick. You may not want to do that one day. You just might want to rest. But you're going to deny yourself and follow him daily. That's your cross, in my view. Verse 24, for whomsoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is man? Verse 25. For what is a man's advantage? Advantage means profit. If he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come into his own glory. And I think that glory means that when you die, you go into the spirit world. That's my thinking. There's nothing I've read that tells me what glory is. And in his fathers, and in the Holy Ghost. Well, let me read verse 26 again, because I want you to have understanding and clarity. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come into his own glory and in his Father's and the holy angel. But I tell you of a truth, there shall be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance means facial expression, was altered. Altered means changed. And his remnant or his clothing was white and glistening. Verse 30. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, and appeared in glory, and spake of his decease. Decease means death, which should be accomplished at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, for one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he had said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was past, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they came down from the hill, much people met him. The him is Jesus. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech you. Beseech means to ask or beg you. Look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him. And he suddenly cried out, and it teareth him, that he foam again, and bruising him heartily. Heartily means slightly or barely, departed from him. And I besought you, I'm going to have to leave at verse 40. But sheep, you continue reading. I will pick up at verse 40 next Sabbath, if it's God's will. Sheep, let us have a closing word of prayer. Amen. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. But we thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. In Yeshua's name, Jesus' name, he's also called Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Thank you.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom.